Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dr. Dale Yake, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sam. What is the busiest man in sports doing without sports?
You know what I mean? That's a question that I posed to everyone earlier this week on social media. What do you do when you're escaped from reality, can't escape reality? And for someone in sports, it's the time when you really, to me, earn your keep. Because if you're really plugged in with players and teams and whatnot, you find stories and you find angles. And so that's kind of why I am. But along with some other things, too, if you can't get out as much, going to catch up on some reading, and I got a couple of projects I'm working on. But you're always working on
something. There you go. Well, we're always working. This obviously, the virus has had an impact on PT Solutions and the clinics and making sure that our patients and our employees are safe all around the country. But it is interesting time, Sam. I try to go back and look. You know, the longest time that I recall in my life that sports were on hiatus was 9/11. And the NFL, after 9/11, came back on 9/23. The only reason I remember that is I was working for an NFL team at that time. But obviously, I think this is going to go a little longer than that.
Seems like it may be. Seems like we may be about a month. So with that in mind, we're talking to our listeners this morning, things for them to do. What do the players do at this time? Well, what do you do? And the thing of it is, how long should we wait, even when they get the green light and the go-ahead, before they actually go play games that count? Do they have like exhibition games? Do they have some scrimmages? What exactly do you think will take place?
You know, I tried to call around yesterday when you guys called to get me on the show. Are these guys gathering as teams now? And really, over the last few days, the NBA teams have not. They've kind of gone back to their respective circles, right, given the threats that were in the NBA. So those players are not gathering. Baseball's kind of taken the same approach for a couple days. What'll be interesting is, how do you train in the interim? You don't train as groups, Sam. And so I think before we start again, there's going to be a week to 10 days, particularly in baseball. The NBA will be probably half a week of just getting ready and prep. Probably an exhibition game in basketball prior to return. If it's a month long, if it's longer than that, it'll probably be a little bit more of a preparation. I posed a question to you and Greg yesterday, really. Is this helpful for the athletes? I think in some respects, for those that are at the near tail end of the season, NHL and NBA, it's probably helpful for recovery from injuries and getting those teams back at full strength if they come back and play. For the athletes that are at the front end of the season, it puts a major crimp in preparation for the baseball season.
Hey, Dale, I jumped in here. Dr. Dale Yake, PT Solutions, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. What has been your thought about the conversation this past week about college players, those seniors being given another year of eligibility, and then the collateral damage of freshmen who these schools have gone out and we're going to give you a scholarship to come play with us? What do you do with them? So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, obviously, I think you delay, everything gets pushed back on the calendar appropriate to the season that they're going to play. I think it's a smart thing by the NCAA to do this swiftly and quickly, one of the smarter things they've done in a while, right, to jump in, give an extra year of eligibility on these spring seasons. That's smart. Obviously, recruiting's now on hiatus in all sports, so for the freshmen coming in, I think it makes for an interesting time. I know a lot of folks have moved into dorms come January. They're moving right back out of dorms at the college level if they're early signees. So I think it's tragic all the way around to see sports on this hiatus, but I think it's the right thing for every sport to create this separation and do what they're doing. Obviously, unfortunately, one test, right? Rudy Gobert's test created all this in the NBA. This may not have happened. I think the PGA was going full force to try to play without fans, but I think the right decision was made here.
You talk about that decision. That's something we just saw, and you write so much. You spend the time on the waitforit.com hotline with Dr. Dale Yake from PT Solutions, and we talked about the positive test with Rudy Gobert and how that really got the ball rolling, and everybody right down to the Masters tournament, to NASCAR, which is in Atlanta this week, are all making that same decision. What were your thoughts as you were listening to it and watching that unfold as one by one major sports entities were saying, you know what, we're going to back away?
I think with major sports canceling their seasons or at least postponing for a period of time, including the Masters, obviously, is what that has done for society is probably taken away the cavalierness about this virus, Sam. And folks, if you listen to the epidemiologists and you listen to the infectious disease doctors, yes, flu is similar, but this one is a little bit worse in its propensity to jump from person to person. And I think, obviously, being in mass crowds is not the way to stem this virus. So I think what it's done is, for the average human, said, hey, this is pretty serious. Let's take some measures. And, of course, the response to all that, I think, was after schools closed, toilet paper disappeared and bread disappeared off the shelves, as it normally does. But I think the other effect is that people are limiting their social contact.
They are. You talked about the bread and the toilet paper and the things that are flying off the shelf right now. We had Jasper Jewell of Atlanta Public Schools on earlier in the show, and he talked about the decision to close down all the activity for student athletes. We see that there are some states this weekend that are still going on finishing their high school basketball tournaments. Nebraska is still playing theirs. Louisiana is still playing theirs with no people in the stands, maybe just parents and family members. And you got a feel for those seniors. They played all the way through the season. You want to be safe. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, they played all season long. This is the end of the, especially for the seniors to get a chance to play for their state championships. We finished ours last week here in Georgia, but in those two states, they're going on and they're playing games today.
Yeah, I know. There's no good answer, Sam. If you delay it till May, right? You hold it to the end of April. How do you get those athletes ready in there, particularly those seniors, and then? If you do continue to play, obviously they're playing at risk. Even without fans, the athletes being grouped together, there's probably some threat there. So plus you got to travel to get there. Wherever they had to go play, there's some travel probably for some hotel stays, and just in and of itself, that is a threat. Some of the epidemiologists say, everything's not a threat. But right now, if you're trying to keep the virus out of the folks we're trying to protect, i.e. the seniors and those with underlying medical conditions is who we're really worried about. That's who we're trying to prevent the spread. So when they go home and see grandma, right, maybe they stay away from grandma after they play that basketball tournament over the weekend, Sam.
Yeah. I jump back in here for a minute. You know, Sam, you know who my man is? Dr. Dale's son, Finn.
Okay.
Because that's the next Sid the Kid as far as a hockey player. Now, my question, though, to you, and if you can speak just to the other parents out there, how is Finn, his teammates, and other parents explaining what's going on right now to the kids who can't wrap their mind around this and taken away from their youth sports and travel leagues and all that?
I think it's pretty scary. I think any time you hear on the news, and the news media, I guess that's what you guys are in some respects, is the media probably overbloats and just talks about this ad nauseum. I think we try to keep our children away from that news media outlet on a constant basis because obviously you can't listen to the news 24/7 on this stuff. It's pretty negative. I think you explain to children that, look, there's a break in the season. This is a good chance for you to get to do and play in the yard, do other things, get ready for the season as you go forward. Finn, in this case, playing baseball now, not hockey. But I think it's keep them away from the news media coverage. The discussions on deaths, the death rates, the death tolls. I know my kids, if they do hear that stuff, they will look back at us, my wife and I, and go, hey, are you guys, one of them said the other day, are you guys going to die from this? And obviously explaining that to a child is something that everybody's going to take an appropriate approach with. But yeah, canceling their sports is one thing, but keeping them away from the news media is probably the other.
Yeah, and social media as well, because I think that's the thing that's really added to it when we think about other disasters that we've had, either natural disasters here in the past that have caused games to stop. It was really pre-social media. And I think that's the other thing, Dr. Dale, that really adds into it and really heightens the fear for the young people.
Well, I know my 16-year-old, when school was canceled the other day, he came to the car He was in a theater production, so not sports, but in a theater production, which they canceled on Thursday nights. And Thursday night, and he said, "Dad, I didn't take this as seriously till today." You know, and it kind of shook him a bit. I think, yes. So, and then they start talking and misinformation among the friends on what this means. I think for all the folks out there, there's a lot of misinformation, and please stick to the CDC and World Health Organization if you're looking for information, because people on social media are posting things of how you test for coronavirus without testing and all these things that we hear. But, yeah, social media, although it keeps connectivity between people in this time, it spreads misinformation as well.
Month of May is spring football time. We're already seeing spring football is probably down for college. But month of May is usually that time for high school. Talk about the importance of that as far as prepare, because to me, that's really when high school teams start preparing for the fall. They do those few weeks in May, they break for graduation, and then it's 7-on-7s, as you know, up until we kick off the regular season.
You know, Sam, you may feel differently about this. I didn't play spring football when I was a kid in high school. Did you have spring football?
No, they didn't have spring football back then.
Right. So you're running track
or playing baseball.
That's right. And so I'm going to offend all my coaches where we have athletic trainers, but there's some value there in installing plays, particularly in a new coach that's changing schools. There's probably a great deal of benefit. There's some conditioning benefit, but most of that could be accomplished over the summer. So I don't know if they don't do spring football, even UGA, if they don't do spring football, is that absolutely going to hurt the on-field performance in September, August? I don't think so, Sam. I think as long as you train the athlete on what they're doing, preparation over the summer on conditioning, and probably their conditioning right now, is just as beneficial as being on the field. And I know a lot of people are going to debate me on that, but the reality is I don't think you see a difference for the on-the-field product.
Yep. Again, before we let you go, what are you going to miss most? I know you participate in a lot of running. Boston Marathon's date has been moved. Thought about what you miss most during this time.
I think it is those community events. Many of those community events, all if not all of those community events, have been canceled. The weekend 5K, 10Ks are canceled. And of course, Sam, I'm going to miss that April date of the Masters. I mean, that is a set for the spring, right? It always has been in my life. When I lived up in the north, right, that was, you knew spring was coming, and now living here in the south, it is something that kind of captures and encapsulates just the beauty of what Georgia is. And now we don't get to see that, or if we do get to see it, it's going to look a little different playing the Masters in May as opposed to April, if they do it, or June, or whenever they plan to pull it off.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.